What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back on the Boss Man Show here with new head coach of North Carolina A&T Aggies out of CAA, Coach Vincent Brown here with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach Brown has a nice background behind him. Coach Brown, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How you doing, Boss Man?
I'm doing wonderful, Coach. Enjoying a great summer day at ATL. Well, Coach, let me ask you, man, what about the opportunity A&T really stood out to you, man? They want to come here to Greensboro and lead these Aggie programs as they go into CAA and do great things with you at the helm, man.
Yeah, I think there are really a couple of things that stood out. A, the university itself is one of the premier universities in the country and, you know, one of the one or two top HBCUs in the nation. Great reputation for doing things the right way. A strong tradition in football, success in football, you know, a lot of celebration bowls and conference championships. And then moving into the CAA, I think there was a additional commitment from the university, the administration, and the athletic department and donors in helping to make this transition a very successful one. So I thought it was a wonderful opportunity.
And Coach, A&T is growing. I mean, the enrollment's growing there. The passion of your alumni is growing there, which all these new graduates you have from A&T, man. Talk about seeing the passion of the Aggie Nation and seeing the passion of all the new enrollees you have coming in with these freshman classes you have year after year after year of all these kids coming in at university.
Yeah, you know, I think I read where there were 40,000 applicants to the university for this year. Freshman class, 40,000, which is an unimaginable amount of kids that want to try to enroll in school here. It's the largest HBCU in the land, of course, with so many wonderful things happening. And we've just been fortunate with, you know, the short time that we've been here, being able to find the right kind of kids that we believe are going to represent the Aggie community and Aggie athletics to the utmost.
And Coach Brown, speaking of that, Coach Brown, what are going to be the pillars of your program, the values that a young man must have to be a part of this program that you're building here and the culture you're building for in Greensboro?
Yeah, so we talk about first and foremost that these young men are coming here to become educated. And we tell them this is in your best interest to become an educated man. We talk about also being elite in our mindset, our attitude, and our efforts. And if we're elite with our attitude and our efforts, then usually you get elite results, whether it be in the classroom, in the community, and on the field. You know, we literally built everything around four areas of development for our players. That's their intellectual development, their skill development, their physical development, and then their social development, preparing them for life after football and knowing that one day it is going to end for them.
100% coaching. I know, like for me, I thought the NFL was a part of my future, but it wasn't. And I've been in radio the last 15 years. And using that business degree that I have, my degree is not communications, it's in business. But that business background and acumen has helped me over these years run this show, how I do it, and get sponsorships, know how to connect people and run a business, an LLC. So like you said, education is very important. Now I'm a graduate of Tennessee State, but it's very important that, you know, education for young Black men is very important so we can use our minds to push us forward to make money for our families.
That's right. You know, we have a number of kids who, you know, they're first generation college students. And so, you know, my message to them is that you can change your entire family dynamics by the choices and the decisions that you make here, by going to class, by becoming educated, not just, you know, from an intellectual standpoint, but learning how to make decisions, how to deal with conflict, how to take your experiences and build on those experiences to prepare you for life after football.
100% coaching, and that's so important. Let me ask you this, Coach, about the young men you're bringing in. Getting to meet these young men and get to know them as young, as on a personal level, how fun is that for you when you get a new team together and get new young men in to learn them and be able to help mold and rear them and be that figure they need to look up to for a successful Black man, a father figure, and a mentor?
Yeah, it is one of the great joys of coaching. You know, you get into this profession to if you're doing it the right way, to impact young men in a positive way. And now that we have our own program, we're charged with, you know, leading, mentoring, educating, you know, 105, 110 young men, and, you know, from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds and situations. And the beauty of it all is that they all want to be coached. They all want to be developed. And we've tried to make sure that we put our staff together with men of character, integrity, that are great teachers, mentors, so that they see us and can say, well, I know what it looks like to have, you know, a coach that's a father, that's a husband. You know, I know what it's like for the kids to be around and involved in the program. And so, you know, we're really excited about the kids that have joined our program, the ones that were here previously before we got here, you know, how they've assimilated to the things that we're trying to do and the things that we believe are important to build a championship caliber team.
And Coach, for this summer here, how much is it going to be just getting stronger, faster in the weight room and watching their mental games? Or how much is it time maybe doing some light install as guys get to come on campus?
Yeah, so it's going to be all of that and more. You know, obviously, you know, we got kids reporting. Today is reporting day for summer session two. So, you know, they're going to be trying to get acclimated into the university culture here, how we do things from a meeting, organizational, lifting, training room standpoint. But we also want to try to impart, you know, some of our football knowledge. You know, the NCAA allows us a couple of hours a week to meet with the players to talk about football schemes and systems. And so we're going to try to take advantage of every moment that we have to help in their overall development.
No doubt. And Coach, you're in a great area to recruit in. You're in the Carolinas, you get down here to Georgia, Florida, the DMV area. So talk about the location to be able to draw a circle around Greensboro and go a little bit farther and branch out and to find everything you need in a decent radius of A&T in Greensboro, North Carolina.
That's right. Yeah, you know, it's a wonderful area because, as you alluded to, you know, we could draw a circle around Greensboro and wouldn't have to recruit outside of a 7 or 8 hour radius. And we can get to Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., South Carolina, Tennessee. There's just so many talented kids within a close proximity to where we are. And for us, it's not just the talent, but it's finding talented young men that are also strong students. So when they come into A&T, that they're going to assimilate into the university's culture and be an add to the community and not a drain on the resources here.
Now, Coach Brown, do you feel like with the transfer portal and the NIL that it's allowing you to get in rooms with more high school kids who fit what you're looking for? Because I feel like some of these kids get caught in this portal NIL system that you can get in with those young high school guys that have not been recruited, because a lot of teams in the FBS want to just get those guys who are known commodities already.
Yeah, I think one of the benefits of the portal is that it has allowed programs like us, FCS programs, to potentially recruit some kids that in the past we may not have been able to recruit because, you know, the Power Five conferences are looking for the known commodity that you just alluded to. So we're able to go in to homes and show what we're able to offer to the kids. And our, you know, our plan and our mission is to create a program where we can recruit, retain, and develop those kids. We create an environment where they don't want to leave A&T to go play at a group of five, you know, and that's what we're working to try to make happen here.
And for any young man out there listening, that if you can play, the scouts can find you. Iden Scott is not a lie. So if you can play, the scouts will find you. The NFL will find you if you put out good film and good tape every time you go on that football field.
That's right. You know, it was my message to a couple of the kids earlier today, and we've had 2024 recruits on campus the last few days, and the messaging has been consistent. Look, when you set foot on campus day one, you're doing the things necessary to give yourself an opportunity 4 years down the road, 5 years down the road, whatever that may be, to play on Sundays. And if you're good enough, they will find you.
100%, Coach, 100%. Let me ask you this, Coach. You know, I see you got a non-conference schedule. You're going to play at UAB, which is right down the road from me, 2 hours away. You got Central, and you got Norfolk State with Coach Odoms. And I know Coach Oliver does a good job at Central as well. So talk about how your non-con schedule will prepare you for that tough CAA play that you got coming up there.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, with UAB and new head coach and new staff there and Trent Dilfer and, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, all the buzz about what they do offensively and how they've run the program. Obviously, Coach Oliver at Central, you know, did a tremendous job last season, you know, bitter rivals to A&T. So you know you're going to get their absolute best every single time that you play. And then Coach Odoms at Norfolk State, you know, again, a proven commodity from his time at Southern, tremendous leader of men. And so I think it'll give us a good barometer of where we are from a talent standpoint and also help us prepare for a lot of the things that we'll see once we get into conference play. You know, as you know, there's not a whole lot of, you know, new and innovative things. So you're starting to see a lot of the same kind of systems and schemes. And I think, you know, with the offensive masterminds that we'll see in the non-conference slate, it'll help us prepare for conference play.
100%, Coach. I know that is definitely important. Let me ask you this, Coach, for you in this program, like when you brand this thing, you put this thing, do you tell your young men about when you go out there and play on the field Saturday, represent Aggie Nation, the A&T, that the film you put out there, the way you carry yourself on the field, the way you carry yourself to the stadium is a reflection of the university and representing A&T, the Aggie Nation, everything you do? Because I feel like anything we all do, we represent who we're with. And I feel like it's important for a young man to realize that everywhere you go, you're anti-Aggie and represent it the right way.
Oh, absolutely. And it's been our messaging from the very beginning that you're always on. And when you do something good or bad, people are going to say A&T football player, A&T coach. So you need to make sure that the way you carry yourself, the way you operate, the way you treat people is reflective of the things that are important to us. We want to be purposeful and passionate and elite in our efforts, our attitudes, and our habits. And so, you know, it's like, hey, look, people are always watching. They're always watching you. So make sure the things that you're doing reflect the message that you want people to get from you.
And Coach, I got one more for you, Coach. What's been your favorite food spot to eat in Greensboro? I know there's a lot of good food there since you've been in town, man.
Oh, my goodness, man. I've been to Lux, and that's been great. I've been to Sarah's. That's been great. There's been so many good spots that I can't – it's hard for me to pinpoint one. Plus, I've been working my rear end off, so –
Now, how cool has it been to come in new with Coach Ross as well? I had him on the show earlier today, Coach Monte Ross. How's it been cool to meet him and see what he's doing as well on the basketball side of things as well?
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've gotten a chance to do several events together. We were in Atlanta a few weeks ago for an Aggie Athletic Foundation golf event, and we were at a community service event last week. And tremendous leader of men, share a lot of similar values, and really excited about the things that he's bringing to A&T athletics and basketball in particular.
Coach Brown, I hope to see you in Birmingham. I'll make that drive over there to see you the 2.5 hours from my house here. So I'll make that trip down out 20 and see you play, man. If you're ever in town recruiting, hopefully I'll get your number offline so you maybe get some lunch or grab some together, man, and fellowship in person, man.
Hey, sounds good. You know, I'm Atlanta born and bred, so I'm back that way very, very often.
Well, Coach, I'll get you number offline so we have to get together when you're in town here, man. I look forward to it.
Okay.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.